In an editorial endorsing Lieutenant Governor Corinne Wood the other day, the Chicago Tribune wrote that Patrick O'Malley was too conservative to be elected governor in Illinois. O'Malley finds that viewpoint annoying.
The whole idea that somehow Illinois is this watered-down, moderate version of, I don't know what it's been described to sometimes as if it's Vermont, Oregon. I don't know where these ideas come from.
The Tribune editorial praised O'Malley for his straight, frank answers and principled positions. But the newspaper wrote that O'Malley is from the GOP's most conservative segment and that these candidates just don't do well in Illinois. O'Malley says the Tribune is looking at Illinois all wrong.
We're the capital of the Midwest. We're the progressive state in the Midwest. But our values are the same values that Ronald Reagan have, frankly, the same values that Abraham Lincoln pressed forward from central Illinois and went on to become president of the United States. And the same thing with Ronald Reagan.
One value that O'Malley shares with Reagan is a firm opposition to abortion. Rival candidate Jim Ryan is also pro-life, but O'Malley accuses Ryan of watering down his position. O'Malley's opposition to abortion extends to sponsoring legislation in the Senate that would give constitutional rights to any child born after a so-called live birth abortion. In a broadcast debate last month in Springfield, O'Malley defended the anti-abortion movement.
You know, the abolition movement, the suffrage movement, frankly, the founding of this country was based on human dignity, basic human dignity, the right of persons to self-determination. Protecting and preserving innocent human life, babies, in utero especially, people who are absolutely unable to do anything else for themselves. Those represent some of the proudest moments in the history of our nation.
Ryan and Wood say they'll continue Governor George Ryan's moratorium on the death penalty, but not Patrick O'Malley. He's the only Republican candidate for governor who wants the moratorium lifted now. He says the moratorium is really a moratorium on victims' rights because it robs them of a prompt resolution of the legal process guaranteed by the Constitution. O'Malley believes that sufficient safeguards against the execution of innocent people have already been taken by the state Supreme Court and the General Assembly, including greater reliance on DNA evidence, a new trust fund to pay for death row inmates' legal appeals, and more stringent qualifications for public defenders in capital cases.
And these are things that have been done without the governor's office lifting a finger, and frankly, without the attorney general's office lifting a finger to do anything. I think for whatever the reasons are, they would rather see this moratorium on victim rights continue. The rule of law is not being respected, and the criminal justice system has been turned upside down.
In the Democratic primary, Paul Vallis is running on his success in reforming the Chicago school system. Patrick O'Malley says he sponsored the legislation that made school reform possible in Illinois, and he wants to extend that reform to the rest of the state. O'Malley says local schools should be held primarily accountable to their local school boards and voters. O'Malley wants to revamp the State Board of Education, which he says has hindered school performance and wasted education money.
We have a system where we talk about local control and our respect for local control, but unfortunately we have a State Board of Education and a state school code that has created a bureaucracy in Springfield that frustrates the efforts of local elected school boards to do the job that we elect them to do.
Like his rivals, O'Malley has made incumbent Governor Ryan a major target of his campaign. His latest TV spot links the Ryan administration to high taxes and corruption. And O'Malley tells viewers he is, quote, the only conservative candidate for governor with the guts to stand up and restore the integrity of state government. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.